by Ranger. Sig Positano a length the back. Further back in the field, Defiant Dancer and Segalas, who bumped from Mamoudi Bay. And Arkham Knight brought to the outside from Wilmot Pass. Sir Keller had the one there, put the money on, sprinted for home. At the 400, he's three lengths in front of battling away Altai Ranger. Further out on the track, Arkham Knight running on, but Sir Keller has a universe in front. He leads by four lengths on moving to second position. Arkham Knight, Wilmot Pass running on, but the big plunge coming off here. $21 into $5, and Sir Callahad is streaking them. Beats them out of sight.
Five and a half lengths of the margin, and the plunge came off as Terry Bailey outlined, and the trainer, Gavin Bedgood, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Gavin.
Yeah, thanks very much, Warren.
Second leg of a double, and both horses well backed. What were you feeling when you were getting the horses ready to head to the track yesterday?
I thought no effort was in her right race. There didn't look to be a lot of tempo. She's a mare I don't think carries weight that well. And with the 51 kilos on heavy ground, I thought she was going to be hard to catch. Sir Callahad, I was probably hopeful more than confident. As I'd sort of said to my owners, I'd ummed and ahed about scratching him. There looked to be a lot of pressure in the race, and that's probably not his ideal scenario. He wins his races when he gets cheap leads and is able to build away from a field on wet ground. But the prospect of having 51.5 on wet ground versus 57.5 after I took three off him at Sandown on Wednesday probably was just too much to refuse in the end.
The money came for Sir Callahad. When you were watching the races unfold during the course of the day, did that give you any additional confidence, or was there any conversations with Carlene during the course of the day about how the track was playing for him?
Oh, not really. As the day unfolded, you sort of seen that the bias was there, and he's a horse that goes forward. But I just said to Carlene, you have to ride him. You can't fight with him. You just need to get him in a nice rhythm, whether that's in front, running second or third. It doesn't matter. You just got to get him in a nice rhythm. And, look, when the money came for him, I was hoping someone was right anyway.
Well, hopefully someone can sling you for giving them a terrific day with both horses heavily backed. And for those that don't know a lot of your background, Gavin, just take us through a brief summary of how you've evolved through, you know, a jumps jockey, etc., and now into training. How's your career developed to where you are now?
Yeah, I went to Robbie Griffiths when I was about 14 years old to become an apprentice, and got pretty heavy pretty quickly, and stayed with Robbie and Shirani for a couple of years, and learned a bit about horses and that sort of thing, and then went on to riding at the picnics, and then riding over jumps, and I think I've had my license a bit over 3 years, and days like yesterday make it much easier getting up in the morning.
With that double in town yesterday, obviously makes it easier to get up in the morning, but in terms of how you acquire the horses in your stable, we see a lot of horses getting to trainers via online auctions, etc. Where are the majority of your team come from?
Yeah, I'd have to say the majority of the horses that we've got are horses that I've bought online with my own money and then had to try and sell them. And I actually bought Sir Callahad and probably didn't really have the money at the time to buy him. And I sold 50% of him pretty quickly and then wasn't able to sell the last 50%. So retained the majority share of him. So, days like yesterday, they make things a lot easier, I guess.
Winter racing yesterday and a rare meeting at Sandown, but what does the rest of the winter hold for the two winners yesterday?
Oh, no effort. That's her third Metropolitan Saturday win. I'd love to try and get some black type with her. I don't know where that's going to come from at this time of year. She's not a horse that really likes travelling from home. She likes routine, and these two horses actually live out together. I'm just out in the paddock with them at the moment. They're out together and having a day of R&R, but yeah, as I said, I'd love to try and get some black types. Sir Callahad, we'll just keep him to wet tracks. And he's a horse that probably doesn't really appreciate Flemington. So stand down when races are available for him there. But, he's more than done his job. So if he never wins another race, I wouldn't be too disappointed.
Terrific day for yourself and for Carlene Heffel partnering with both those winners yesterday, Gavin. Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck for the rest of the winter and on with those two.
Thanks very much, Warren.